With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Eight children are dead in a mass shooting in Louisiana. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
A domestic dispute in Louisiana leaves at least eight children dead, according to police, who say a relative is behind the deadly shooting of 10 juveniles. Shreveport Police Department spokesperson Chris Bordelon.
We do know that some of the children inside were his descendants.
Police Chief Wayne Smith.
I just don't know what to say, my heart is just taken back. I just cannot begin to imagine how such an event can occur.
Police say the shootings took place early Sunday at two homes before the gunman carjacked a vehicle and was shot by police. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump's refusal to end that criminal investigation of Jerome Powell may be delaying the confirmation of his nominee to replace the Fed chairman. Greg Clugston reports.
GOP Senator Tom Tillis is blocking confirmation of Kevin Warsh until the Justice Department drops its criminal investigation into Jerome Powell's renovation of the Fed's D.C. headquarters. Senate Majority Leader John Thune and other Republican allies of the president are also calling for an end to the probe. But this past week, Donald Trump doubled down and said the investigation will continue. Powell contends that the president is trying to intimidate him over interest rate policy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
United States attacking and seizing an Iranian-flagged cargo vessel that was near the Strait of Hormuz that had attempted to get around the blockade. Iran calls it an act of piracy against the United States and promises to soon respond. It is the first interception since the naval blockade began last week. The incident raises questions about the fragile ceasefire that does expire in a few days. This is SRN News. Is America ready for AI Jesus?
6 months ago, the tech company Just Like Me launched an app that allows users to ask questions to an image of Christ generated by artificial intelligence, which will then offer answers and engage in an interactive conversation. Pastors and theologians are sounding an alarm, pointing out that artificial intelligence makes mistakes. And the best way for a Christian to get answers is to pray and read the Bible. Meanwhile, the company is shopping the app to churches. Michael Harrington reporting.
Deadly attacks on Christians in Ethiopia spiking this year. Believers make up two-thirds of the population in Ethiopia, remaining one-third Muslim, and radicalization is spreading. ICC says families have lost loved ones, livelihoods have been disrupted, and in many cases, too many people are simply afraid to return home. This is SRN News. At the Supreme Court, Justice Sonia Sotomayor is apologizing to Brett Kavanaugh. Here's John Scott.
Justice Sotomayor publicly apologized to Justice Kavanaugh after making pointed remarks at a University of Kansas event that some court watchers felt implied he was out of touch due to his privileged background. The comments, widely viewed as a breach of Supreme Court collegiality, drew criticism from legal commentators and prompted her to issue a formal statement of regret.
Food brand Hip is recalling baby food jars after samples tested positive for rat poison in Austria, Slovakia, and the Czech Republic. Now, officials believe the tampering occurred in 190-gram jars of carrot and potato baby food for five-month-olds. Been no reports of any fatalities. More details, srnnews.com.